USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Democrats now battling over a $4.5 billion emergency aid bill for the southern border. Liberal Dems are outraged over the treatment of migrant kids, and they've been pushing for more protections in the bill. Acting ICE Director Mark Morgan says what's needed is simply the money so that they can improve those conditions.
We're actually begging Congress to pass the supplement so HHS could get more funding for more additional bed space for children. We're agreeing. We want to get them out of these facilities. The facilities are completely overcrowded.
He was speaking on the Fox News Channel. Convicted drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman will be sentenced later today in New York and could do life in prison after being convicted in February of drug trafficking and murder conspiracy charges. Today is the 10th anniversary of the death of Michael Jackson, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Police investigating the disappearance of a 23-year-old University of Utah student say their biggest hurdle right now is they're not sure if Mackenzie Lewick wants to be found. The assistant police chief in Salt Lake City, Tim Dowd, says there's no evidence of foul play so far, and they're asking a lot of new questions now.
Does Mackenzie have an alternate phone that she has used or is using? Who did Mackenzie meet in North Salt Lake City? Does Mackenzie have any social media accounts we don't know about?
And he says she appears to have gone willingly with someone she met at a North Salt Lake park after she'd been dropped off there by a Lyft driver. The murder trial of a decorated Navy SEAL resuming today. Eddie Gallagher accused of murdering an ISIS prisoner in Iraq. But in a stunning turn of events last week, a witness for the prosecution claimed he had killed the prisoner, but prosecutors say they're moving ahead with the case anyway. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The chairman of the House Oversight Committee is warning about security vulnerabilities in airport security. Opening a hearing today, Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings accused the Trump administration of shifting TSA resources to the southern border. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan said that's being done because of a growing crisis at the border. Charles Johnson of the Government Accountability Office testified that risks to airport security are ongoing and always evolving. Health workers from the Department of Veterans Affairs are set to testify before Congress today about that agency's treatment of whistleblowers. The hearing comes on the heels of three VA workers who said managers took action against them for trying to reveal issues with VA medical centers. The head of a nonprofit support group for whistleblowers, also scheduled to testify after more than 190 VA workers have reportedly come forward complaining of retaliation for speaking up. And the late Sam Cooke is getting a much-delayed posthumous apology from a Louisiana mayor in 1963. After traveling to Shreveport for a performance, the singer was turned away from a hotel because he was black. He and three others ended up arrested after leaving that hotel. Last weekend, the mayor, Adrian Perkins, issued a formal apology and gave Cooke's daughter a key to the city. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Ball.